Appreciate that she sent it to me. And sometimes, just like I tell folks, if something other crosses my mind, if somebody crosses my mind, I'll send them what crosses my mind, because I don't know what anybody needs at the moment in time. And it's just like even tonight, it's a, be honest, it's just a little bit of a struggle. Like, well, do you do this? Do you do that? You know, there ain't many here, there ain't many there, but I'm not the one to determine all of that. God's already determined what to do. We just choose to do it or not to do it. But my biggest thing, and you know me, most of you, is all my life. And the only thing I really want to be is some sort of a help of encouragement along the way. And just got this little thought here, just like to share with you. I'll read these scriptures, and then I'll let you know what my thought is. In 1 Peter, we're going to read in the 5th chapter. And all this, like I said, is just familiar. I know preachers say this is familiar scripture. Well, I'll be honest with you, all of it ought to be familiar. But there's some that just clings and it stays with you and it's easy to need. But anyway, the first book of Peter, the 5th chapter, we're going to read verse 6, start there. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking who he may devour, whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." And the first book of Psalms says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the water, by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit, bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." I'm going to tell you how all this come about. A couple Wednesday nights ago, Brother Jeff led a song, "I Shall Not Be Moved." He led that song. And sometimes we grow up with a song, not really paying a whole lot of attention, but just staying with the rhythm of the song and the words, and we think it's all good and well, and it is. But after we got through singing it, Sister Susan testified about it's a daily process. So at that moment in time, I started feeling this thought, I guess you could say. And as she was talking about that, the thought that I had was, not today. Not today. You know, the devil, he come to me this morning just like he did you. He probably had some excuses of why that you didn't have to come. He probably had excuses that sound legitimate not to be here. But sometimes whenever the devil comes and we get to that place, we need to be steadfast, just like it read right there, in the Word of God and in the desire to do what God has us to do, And we ought to be able to tell him, Cody, not today. And you say, well, I mean, there's things happening in my life that you really don't understand. Well, I'm going to tell you, you're still going to be able to tell him not today. Because God has gave each and every one of us an opportunity to ask him for help. He has gave us all a measure of faith that we could use by putting it in him, that we ought to be able to tell Satan, not today. There was things in the Bible that we read, and all through there, that it encourages us that if we put it in here, we'll have it. And things in life's going to happen that you have no control over. There's situations that is in this word, just like the widow woman over there that he told Elijah to go to. She didn't create that drought. She didn't put herself in that situation. But I'm going to tell you where she was at. She was at a situation in her mind that she was thinking, today is it. Today, whenever Elijah came and he said, just make me just a morsel of bread. And she said, I'm taking this handful of meal. I'm taking these sticks and I'm making mine and my son just a little bit to eat. Then we're going to die. And Satan would have been good with that. But when he said, just make me one first, she had a choice. And by doing that, she may not have physically said the words, but she physically made the appearance of saying, not today. I'm going to make this, and I'm going to choose this way, and I'm going to live. Satan, just like Brother Jeff said this morning, would love nothing more than a family to be broken up. You quit church, be a disappointment to whoever. But I'm going to tell you, there's more responsibility that we got, and it's up to us to tell Satan, not today. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, I've had some successful days by telling Satan, not today. But you know what happened? I woke up in the morning, and you know what happened? He didn't quit yesterday. He came right back again. And then right after that, I might have been a service even before that when Crafton preached. And it dealt with me in that area where he preached about, give us this day our daily bread. So you say, how can I tell Satan not today? With your daily bread. Because I'm going to tell you, I personally cannot handle the devil. Matter of fact, the Bible teaches us, it says, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Then you resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. A lot of people just says, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. No, he won't. But I tell you, if I got God, and I turn to him at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, he's there, and he's helped me. And by getting up and getting my daily bread at 2 o'clock in the morning, it helped me at 9 o'clock in the morning. But sometimes I didn't get up and get that bread. I told him, just wait and I'll pick it up at 5 o'clock when I get up. It don't work that way. But we have within us the ability through God to tell Satan, not today. The three Hebrew children, the king made that idol, said, when I play the music, everybody bow. If you don't, I'm throwing you in this fiery furnace. Well, we know what happened. They didn't bow. That was their way of telling him, not today. Yeah. Not today. Matter of fact, this is what they said. Regardless if he saves us from this fire or not, we don't know. We know he's able to. But regardless if he does from the fire, we're not going to bow to you. So see, sometimes you might just have to stand alone as far as natural people standing. But you ain't never alone if you're ever standing for God because he's with you. But every day that comes, I'm going to guarantee you more than once in a day. So I'm going to just cut it down to moments and times. Because I might win this little battle at 9 o'clock by saying, hey, I'm going to go do this for God, for what He wants me to do. But the devil is relentless. And just like he said this morning, he ain't roaming around. He's all playing in this area. Okay? Your devil's the same, but he's yours. I've got one that just goes around with me. And every once in a while, I'm able to let God help me to tell Him not today. I've heard people say this, said, well, you're going to sin every day. Well, quit planning on it. We use the excuse as, well, I'm only human. I don't care if I am. God done put something on the inside of me. He's already told me what's right and wrong. And I'll just tell you this. It ain't up to me to determine what's right or wrong. God's already determined that. It's already established in heaven before these words is even written in this book what is right and what is wrong. I've got the choice to live in the right or the wrong. Lamar Beeson always says over there, he said, wrong has always tried to get right to do wrong. He said, but right will never be wrong. But it's up to us to live in the right. I don't know what you're struggling with. And you might be sitting there thinking, I'm all alone. Nobody knows what I'm going through, and I can't hardly handle it. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Yes, you can. If you handle it the right way. If you turn over your problems, your thought, your life, your strength, because that's what He said. He said, give me strength, give me mind, give me soul. Give Him everything you got. You will have the ability to say, not today. Amen. Have I succeeded that every day? No, I have not. But I'm going to tell you this, at night when I went down and I laid down in my bed and my head hit the pillow and it was between me and God. I didn't get away from it either. But the devil will have you contemplating a lot of things in life. And he'll try to tell you how right it is. And he'll tell you how okay it is. But if you ever been born again of the Spirit, there's a soul in there that belongs to God, and it knows. I know before I do wrong. But sometimes I just override that and I do it anyway. Nothing good can come out of it. Matter of fact, the only good that can come out of it is when I get to the place and I repent of it. Of what I done. But God will not fail you. He will not leave you. And the only thing it'll take to us is turn to Him and we'll be able to tell the devil, not today. Not today. Now, and I tell people this. I guess everybody's had odd thoughts. Evil thoughts about theirself. I'll just say it that way. Back at the time, and I've used my testimony, when I got out of church, everything falling apart. Bills piled up, couldn't figure out nothing. And then that old devil, he'll come and he'll start talking. Hey, you got a lot of life insurance. You know that, don't you? They could be set for life. If you do this right here, it looked like it was an accident, it'd be all over with. You say, devil don't talk to you like that. Yes, he does. But then God spoke. Then God spoke. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Even the men in the Bible says there's no man that spake like this man. And when he speaks, you know it. And I think of that song Susan them sings about, I went to my prayer room and the devil told me there wasn't going to be nobody there. I came there and he found out that he was there. The devil lied to me again. Exactly that he lied to me again because God didn't leave me alone. He said, but if this happens, your wife won't have no husband, your kids won't have no daddy. So what good would it be? And I said, you're right, Lord. And I pulled up in the driveway. Been pulling up in the driveway ever since. Because God came there and let me know, not today.
Yeah.
Not today. And I'm going to tell you this, situations like that don't go through without God being on the scene anyway. But some people's got to a place where they just didn't tell the devil, not today. We spake in Sunday school this morning about like testifying. I'm glad I got more than one testimony. Now, I'm glad I've got the main testimony saying I've been born again. But since I've been born again, there have been situations that has happened. Bad things and some good things. Some things I created. I just tell you. But through it all, God has still came on the scene. And said, not today.
Yeah.
Not today. But it's still my choice. But through His strength, giving me strength, I was able to say, not today. So in the morning, when you get up, and the stress of your jobs, or things that's going on in your families, the devil telling you how bad it is, I'd just quit if I was you. How about starting out the morning saying, not today? How about picking up your word and just getting you a little bit of daily bread, give you a little bit of strength to go along the way? How about having a song in your heart to kind of cheer you up a little bit? It works for me. That's the only thing I know. Matter of fact, I do a lot of it. Even at work, and I tell people this, I said, I'm probably the only fellow you ever heard sing Blessed Assurance in the women's bathroom just because I'm the janitor. But it don't matter where you are. If you look to God, if you turn to God, if you listen to God, and just stay with Him, you'll have the strength to say, not today. But I will tell you this, it'll start all over again. As long as we contend with this flesh, there'll be another day that you'll have to say, not today. But there ain't no quitting place in this area. I'm just going to tell you, done tried it, it don't work. The only thing you do, you hinder your testimony, you hinder your witness, and you take away some of your blessings. But there's always a way to get it back. But I appreciate being here this evening. I'd struggle on what, but I don't know what nobody needs. But I just know this. I just had to tell the devil, not today. Appreciate being here. Anybody?